Police in Vermont's largest city are under scrutiny following several incidents in which officers allegedly used excessive force. First, there were questions about a case where a man died a few days after getting into a fight with a Burlington cop. Then there were two men, both of whom were black, who filed federal lawsuits. Both those men had encounters with the department in which they alleged police used excessive force against them. Those encounters were both caught on videotape. And Burlington leaders and residents have now called for reform, and last week the city council voted to create a special committee to examine law enforcement policy. VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors has been following this story, and he joins me now. Hey, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
So first, what is this new committee's mandate?
The committee has a pretty broad mandate. They're going to be looking at a number of issues around policing, including use of force policy, oversight structures, how disciplinary information is released. There's really a lot of issues tied up in these incidents, and the city council wants to look at all of them.
Okay. And who's going to be making up the membership of this committee?
It's going to be a pretty broad group. There are going to be 15 people on the committee, and that includes some city councilors, police officials, including a representative of the union, for the officers. The mayor's office will have a representative on there. And then there'll also be social service agencies represented, activists, really just a lot of different members of the community all coming together in this group.
Okay, so the political reaction to some of these incidents that we've seen in the last few months has been to create a committee to talk about these issues. Has there been any other action from community members?
Over the last month, there has been, I guess I would say, a little bit more of a quicker reaction from activists in the community who have issued demands and calls for reform on a couple of specific issues. One thing that we have seen happen is some people have taken to doing these things called cop watches, where they'll go out on busy weekend nights and they'll be walking around the city in downtown Burlington looking for police interactions. And when they come across one, they'll film it. And activists say that's a way to de-escalate and deter misconduct from police officers. Here's Jazz Mojica, one of the organizers of the Burlington Cop Watch.
And we notice that when we have cameras on the police, they stand up a little straighter and they don't want to be caught on camera doing anything inappropriate that could get them in trouble.
And so when the folks that are involved in this cop watch go out, are they trying to find incidents with the police that are particularly damning to police officers?
No, I mean, they're not going out specifically seeking that. They're just looking for any sort of incident involving the police. So when I was out with them on a weekend night, we were literally just walking around downtown looking for flashing blue lights or for officers. And just if an incident was unfolding, the cop watchers would pull out their cameras and start recording, no matter what was going on.
All right. And so what's going to happen next?
Well, in terms of the cop watchers, folks that are doing that have told me they're going to keep on cop watching. As for the committee applications for the members of the public to be on the committee, those are due in June. The full city council will approve the slate of members in July, and then they'll start doing their work, and they're supposed to have recommendations to the council by November.
Okay. That's VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks so much.
You bet.